Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist Zvachim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Now we go back to some of the Inyanim that we were dealing with at the beginning of the Masechta. Let's do a little Chazara. Remember how our Masechta started? We learned that the Kayin has to know which carbon it is. You have to have in mind, if you bring an Oila, it should be L'shem Oila, Shlamim, L'shem Shlamim, Achatas, L'shem Achatas, and so on. Now, what happens if the Kayin brought one carbon, he was thinking a different carbon? So by most Karbanis, the halacha is that the carbon itself is kosher, can eat the meat, but the Baalim weren't yet to their chayiv if they were obligated to bring a carbon. The exceptions to the rule, a chatas and a carbon pesach, if someone was makriv, these karbanis, for the sake of a different carbon, it's not kosher at all. So if you shechted a carbon chatas, thinking it was a different carbon, we don't just say, oh, the Baalim has to bring another chatas. But lemaisa, this carbon could be eaten. The carbon cannot be eaten. It's a pasal of carbon. So zak the Heilige Mishnah, once again, Perik Vav Mishnah Zayin. Chatas ha'oif, a carbon chatas ha'oif. Someone did malika to a bird chatas. Shaloi l'shema, not for the sake of a chatas. Or, now, if somebody sprinkled the dam of a chatas, not for the sake of a chatas, it would be possible here too. Mitzah dama, if he squeezed out the blood of a carbon chatas, shaloi l'shema, not for the sake of a chatas, let's say for an oila, or let's say, between these two avaydas, Malika and the Mitzui, and again, this was a bird chatas, one was done l'shem chatas, the other was done l'shem oila. L'shma shalai l'shma means, he began the avayda l'shem chatas, but then somehow, the next step, he somehow thought it was an oila, shalai l'shma l'shma. We began the avayda thinking, let's say it was an oila, but finished it for the sake of a chatas. Psula, the carbon, is pasul. Just like a behema chatas, an oif chatas, a bird chatas, has to have the proper intent in regard to the four avaydas. Remember what the four avaydas are? There's the shchita, the zrikas hadam, and there's the kabbalas hadam, and the halacha to the mizbeach. Now, there's no kabbalas hadam, or bringing to the mizbeach by the bird karbanis, because it spits from the bird itself. But in regard to the first two, it's the same. So just like in regard to the shchita, the zrika, you would need both lishma. If not, the chatas would be possible. If it was a chatas behema, by a chatas ha'oif, you need both lishma. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Vayter, oilas ha'oif, if let's say someone brought an oilas ha'oif, but by the malika, or by the processing of dam, for whatever reason he was thinking chatas ksheira, the carbon is kosher. Also Lebailim, except that it doesn't count for the chayiv that the Bailim may have to bring a carbon oil. They would have to bring another one. And that's what the halacha would be in regard to a behema oil. If you shechted it l'shem a different carbon, the carbon itself is kosher. But if the Bailim promised an oil, or for whatever reason they have to bring an oil, they weren't yaitzit, they would have to bring another one. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter, we continue over here. Perik Vav Mishnah Zayin. Again, let's go back to what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Besides for being makriv a carbon for the wrong reason, what other two types of kavanas can pasul a carbon? So I'm sure you remember, there's chutz l'makaymai, a kavana during one of the avodas that he intended to eat the meat outside the place where it has to be eaten, or to throw the blood outside the place where it has to be thrown, or to burn the amen outside the place where it has to be burned. And chutz l'zman, they passed its time. He did one of the avodas, thinking to eat the meat after the time, after the deadline, or to be zarek the dam after the deadline, or to burn the amrim after the time that it's supposed to be burnt. In all these cases, the carbon is pasul and can't be eaten. Even to eat it in the right time. Once you had the wrong kavanah, it's too late. And as we discussed, chutz l'zman is more serious than chutz l'makaymai, because for that there's a chiv karis. Okay, so after that quick chazara, we learned so much at the beginning of the Masechta, let's continue on. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Echad chatas ha'oif, echad oila sa'oif. If someone did malika, or did the mitzui, the squeezing out of the blood, whether it was a chatas ha'oif or an oila sa'oif, and his kavana was lechel davar shadake lechel, to eat something that is normally eaten, or lahakter davar shadake lahakter, or to burn in the mizbeach something that is normally burnt. Now, lechel dover shedarke lechel would mean chatas oif, because normally we eat it. Lehakter dover shedarke lehakter would be oilas oif, because it's burnt on the mizbeach. And he had the wrongful intention to eat this or burn this chutz lemakoymai, outside of its place, posel, but ve'ein by karas. There's no chi of karas. Chutz lezmanai, if his intention was to eat it or burn it past the time, it's pigel and v'chayoven al of karas, if he eats it. But ubulvad, provided, again, this is mamash ha-chazaron, what we learned earlier in regard to the behemoth, except here the Mishnah is talking about oifos, ubulvad she'yikrav ha-matir kemitzvasai, the permitter, that's the blood, that's matir it. We have carbon, the matir is the dam. Because you have to be zarg the dam in the mizbeach. That's what is matir, the meat to be eaten, and the emrim to be burnt. But if for whatever reason the blood becomes posel, then the pigle doesn't take effect. The Mishnah continues. So give us an example. Zak the Mishnah. Malak b'shtika. Here's example number one. With the malika, he had no special kavan. Umitza adam chus lezmanai. But then he squeezes out the blood, thinking, ooh, I'm going to eat this or burn it past its time. Or, second case, shem malak chutz lezman, he did the malika, thinking, ooh, I'm going to eat or burn it past its time. Umitza adam b'shtika. But then he squeezed out the blood without thinking anything. Or, third case, shem malak umitza adam chutz lezman, he did both the malika and the squeezing of the blood, thinking with the intention he's going to eat something which is normally eaten or burn something that is normally burnt past its time. These are all examples. Zeshakarav ha-matir kimitzvasai, where the matir was processed properly. What do you mean properly? I don't understand. But when he was spritzing the blood or squeezing the blood, he was thinking chutz lezmanai. Remember what we learned at the beginning of the perek. Shchita, or in this case, malika. And then zrika with the wrong intention. In this case, the mitzli hadam with the wrong intention. That's still pigle. If besides for the pigle problem, besides for him thinking, chutz lezmanai, there was another problem with the dam, that's when we say, this carbon is possible anyway. And we were never makriv of the matur kimitzvase, the dam was never processed properly. As the Mishnah continues to explain, ketzad loikar of hamatur kimitzvase. When do we say it's not pigle, even though he had a machshava of chutz lezmanai, because something else went wrong? Well, molak chutz lemakaymai. Let's say he did malika with the intention of eating or burning the carbon outside its place. Oshemolak chutz lezmanai. Then he squeezed out the blood with the kavana of eating or burning the carbon past its time. Oshemolak chutz lezmanai. Or he did the malika thinking, I'm going to eat or burn the carbon past its time. Umitza dam chutz lemakaymai. Then he squeezed out the blood thinking he's going to eat or burn the carbon outside its place. Or, shamalak or mitzah adam, chutz lemakaymai. He did the malika and squeezed out the blood, thinking he's going to burn, eat the carbon outside its place, besides for thinking that he's going to burn or eat it past its time. So in all these cases, besides for the chutz lezmanai, there's another problem. So in a way, the irony is that the chutz lemakaymai and the chutz lezmanai, because he's thinking both, therefore, the carbon becomes so puzzled that it's not pickle. For it to become pickle, you could only have a chutz lezmanai problem. Vayter says the Mishnah. Chatas ha'oif shem milka shalei lishma. He did the malika, not for the sake of a chatas, but for the sake of a different carbon, which you know passels the chatas. It's a totally invalid carbon. Chatas ha'oif is more sensitive than, let's say, an oilas ha'oif. If you don't do it l'shem chatas, it's not a kosher carbon. But that's what saves him here. Because even though later, he squeezed out the blood, thinking past its time, but there's another problem over here besides the chutz lezmana. It's possible anyway, so it's not pigle. Or, continues the Mishnah, shemilka chutz lezmana. He did the malika on the bird chatas with the kavan of eating it past its time. But then, he squeezed out its blood, not for the sake of a chatas, but for the sake of a different carbon. So he introduces a whole new psul here. It's not just the chutz lezmanai. Oy or shem milka umitzah dama shalei l'shma. He did malika and squeezed out the blood for the sake of a different carbon. V'zehu, these are all examples shaloi karva matir kimitzvasai, where the matir was not brought. In all of really six cases that we just learned, he did something else wrong besides the chutz lezmanai. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Lech l'kazayas b'chutz v'kazayas l'machar. Let's say he did either the malika or squeezing the blood on a bird chatas, thinking, I'm going to eat the kazayas, a kazayas of meat, outside of its place, and a kazayas of meat tomorrow. Whatever you could do wrong, he wants to do wrong. But he says both. Kazayas l'machar, kazayas b'chutz, or the other way around. He's thinking, I'm going to eat a kazayas of meat tomorrow, past the time, and another kazayas outside his place. Or, kechotzi zayas b'chutz, v'kechotzi zayas l'machar. Whereas Kavani did a half a kazayas of meat outside of his place and a half a kazayas of it tomorrow. Or kechotzi zayas l'machar, or kechotzi zayas b'chutz, again, the reverse order. Half a kazayas of meat tomorrow and a half a kazayas outside his place tomorrow, meaning after the time. In all these cases, possel, the carbon is possel. But the aim by Karis, the pigle iser did not take effect. Because there's another problem besides the pigle. At least the Tanakhama holds this way. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Again, this is all a chazara from the beginning of the Mishnah. This is very unique over here about this Mishnah. It's chazaring over everything that we learned about a behema in the form of chatas ha'oif, including the shitas that disagreed. Like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Zaklal. No, it depends what the order is. Not just in any order that we say it's saved from pigel. Im machsheves hazman kodmo lemachsheves hamakayim, if the kavana about eating it after the time came before his kavana about outside of the place. In other words, if the zman came first, then it is pigel, the chayav min olav karis. And if someone eats it, it's going to be chayav karis. It's just that if im machsheves hamakayim kodmo lemachsheves hazman, if he first thinks, oh, I'm going to eat it outside of the place, and then outside of the time, so by the time he got to the psul of outside the time, it was already possible from the makayim, so possible the aim by karis. So no pickle takes effect. The chachamim disagree, the chachamim say it makes no difference. Zev is a possible the aim by karis. In both cases, even when he thinks chutz lezmani and only afterwards chutz lemakayimai, there's still no karis for eating the meat. Because he introduced another psul besides chutz lezmani. Vaitra says the Mishnah, and this everyone agrees with, Lechol kechotzi zayas ulehakter kechotzi zayas. Again, chazing of what we learned earlier in regard to a behemoth, if someone intends to eat half a kazayas and to burn half a kazayas, past the time or outside the place, but he never has in mind a whole kazayas of anything, just a half a kazayas, or to be makter a half a kazayas, kosher. If you put together what he had in mind, to eat wrong and to be makter wrong, you have a whole kazayas, no. The kavana about eating and burning, that you can't combine. You have to have at least a whole kazayas. Where he's thinking he's going to either eat it outside of the place after the time period.